get them.
Did you grow up? Things, oh, you mentioned Irish potatoes. You ever plant sweet potatoes? And
sweet potatoes, you right in the area here. Well, sweet potatoes started in a big way a long number of years ago. It was during the time that I was working on the farm here. We started planting sweet potatoes. And back then, 25 or 30 acres of potatoes was a lot of potatoes. And right in this area here is where we planted the potatoes. And the first train load of potatoes that was shipped out of Perry County, or shipped out of the state of Alabama, for as that goes, was shipped from right here at Sprott. And it was shipped to Chicago. And back at that time, they were getting $5 a bushel of potatoes, which was a tremendous price then. But it's not in the price to compare.
How many bushels would usually grow to an acre, maybe, of sweet potatoes? What would be maybe a good crop?
Well, now, there's potatoes, is like a lot of other things, it got to depend on if you get the right moisture. It wouldn't be nothing unusual for you to get 50 bushel of potatoes to acre of good potato. But potato is something that's got to have water at the right time, and if it don't get it. Now last year there was Jeff Jones lived right down the road here a little ways.
Yes.
Is into potato business in a big way, and they put the potatoes out and they didn't get any water. Well, they didn't have any potatoes together. It you wind up with potatoes, it's great big jumbo potatoes, and they crackle open. That's right. But the potato business, back when we was planting the potatoes, you didn't have anything to get your binds out with. You had to take a pair of mules and pull your binds off, and then take a middle buster and throw the potatoes out. But now they've got a machine that they plant the plants in the ground, and then they got a machine to do away with the binds. And they got a potato digger that digs up the potatoes and comes up here on a surveyor and up on top here. And then you got a line of men sitting down on the side that selecting potatoes, putting them in the crate as the machine goes along. So you do it all at one time.
It must save a pretty good bit of time.
Oh, they have taken a lot of labor out of it. Because used to, you'd take a trailer truck and go out in the field, and after you had picked up those potatoes and put them in the crate, you had to pick the crate up and put it on the truck and then go to the house. You had to take it off the truck into the house and then stack it. And it was a lot of work involved, but the way that they've got it now, it's not such a bad job. They take the potatoes and then put them in a skit, that they call it, and a front-end loader, run under the skit, pick the skit up and set it on the truck, and when they get it to the house, well, they pick it up, set it in the house there, all of it's on roller, and it's not such a bad job.
It's already crated up then.
Really. It's already crated up. Then when they get ready to market them, they just take those crates and run them over a cleaning machine and reselect them and put them in the crates, they're ready for the market. For the last several years, they haven't been as strict on number one potatoes as they used to be. There was two sizes of potato that was a number one. And the one that was above that was jumbos or turnip potatoes, and the one that was under that was strings and seed potatoes.
Did they ever call those yams around here?
Yams, that's what they really was. And that sugar yams was what that was that they were growing. Mm-hmm. But they have done the potatoes like they have a lot of other things. They have stepped them up, made them disease resistant, and they have almost got away from the yams. Mm-hmm. They got Georgia Reds and